Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lectures on Urban Economics is a compact but rigorous textbook by John K. Bricka that introduces the main ideas of urban economics in a way that emphasizes economic logic over formal mathematics, published by MIT Press. It is designed to make a specialized field accessible to undergraduates, graduate students seeking background, and professionals who want a reliable reference on cities and urban policy. The book uses diagrams, models, and carefully developed examples to explain why cities exist, how urban land markets function, and why policy choices matter for density, housing, congestion, and local public services. Its scope is broad, covering the internal structure of cities as well as policy issues such as land use regulation, freeway congestion, housing tenure, pollution, crime, and quality of life. What distinguishes the book is its combination of technical seriousness and clarity, making it useful both as a teaching text and as a conceptual guide to the urban economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why cities exist and how agglomeration shapes urban form. The book begins with a core question in urban economics. Why do cities exist at all? And why do economic activity and people cluster in dense places rather than spread evenly across space? Bruckner treats this as a problem of economic coordination, where proximity can lower costs, increase productivity, and improve access to labor, suppliers, and consumers. The analysis helps readers see urban concentration not as an accident, but as the outcome of incentives that favor agglomeration. This perspective is important because it establishes the foundation for later chapters on land values, density, and policy intervention. Once the benefits of proximity are understood, it becomes easier to analyze why cities develop central business districts, why land near the center becomes expensive, and why density tends to intensify where access is strongest. The book frames the city as a spatial economic system rather than just a collection of neighborhoods, which gives the reader a more structural understanding of urban growth and organization. Secondly, urban spatial structure and the economics of land use. A major theme of the book is the spatial structure of cities, how households and firms locate relative to the center, how commuting costs shape residential choice, and why land uses vary across the urban area. Bruckner explains the city as a trade-off between accessibility and land consumption. Central land is valuable because it reduces travel time and improves access, while peripheral land is cheaper and allows more space. This trade-off creates recognizable urban patterns, such as concentrated commercial centers and increasingly extensive residential zones farther from the core. The diagrammatic treatment makes it possible to follow the logic of bid-rent behavior and land allocation without needing advanced mathematics. This matters because urban form is not merely descriptive, it reflects economic forces that can be altered by transportation improvements, zoning, and housing demand. By showing how location decisions respond to prices and travel costs, the book gives readers a framework for understanding why cities expand, why different users compete for land, and why spatial patterns persist even as technology and preferences change. Thirdly, land use controls, urban sprawl, and the trade-offs of regulation. The discussion of urban sprawl and land use controls is one of the book's most policy-relevant sections. Bruckner examines how restrictions on density, building height, and land conversion affect the shape and cost of cities. These controls are often justified as ways to protect neighborhoods, manage congestion, or preserve amenities. But the book shows that they also limit housing supply and can push development outward. That outward shift can increase commuting distances, raise infrastructure demands, and intensify sprawl. The value of the chapter lies in its balanced treatment of regulation. It does not assume that all controls are harmful, but it makes clear that they involve trade-offs between local amenity protection and broader urban efficiency. This is especially useful for understanding contemporary debates over zoning and housing affordability. The book's approach helps readers see that regulatory constraints do not only influence individual developments, they shape the entire spatial distribution of population and activity across the metropolitan area. In this way, the chapter links micro-level land use decisions to citywide outcomes. Fourthly, housing markets, tenure choice, and the policy drivers of affordability. Housing is treated as a central urban market rather than a side topic, and Bruckner connects housing demand, tenure choice, and public policy in a unified framework. Readers learn why households choose between renting and owning, how income and location affect housing demand, and how regulation and supply conditions influence affordability. The book is especially useful because it presents housing not only as a consumption good, but also as a spatially embedded asset tied to transportation access, neighborhood quality, and local institutions. This perspective clarifies why housing policy cannot be understood only through prices or construction volumes. Tenure choice depends on risk, mobility, and the costs of ownership, while affordability depends on land availability, zoning, and the broader structure of the city. The book also makes room for policy analysis, showing how interventions intended to improve quality or stability can have side effects on supply and cost for readers trying to understand housing crises or debates about development restrictions. This section provides a framework that connects household behavior with urban structure and regulation. Lastly, congestion, local public goods, pollution, crime, and urban quality of life. The later chapters widen the lens from land and housing to the broader conditions that make urban life attractive or costly. Brechtel discusses freeway congestion, local public goods, pollution, crime, and quality of life as interconnected features of city living. This broad treatment is important because cities are not defined only by density and markets. They also generate externalities and public service demands that affect resident welfare. Congestion illustrates how individual travel choices impose costs on others, while local public goods such as schools, parks, and services help explain the role of municipal finance and local government. Pollution and crime show that urban density can create costs that are not automatically resolved by the market. By placing these issues alongside land and housing, the book shows that good urban policy must balance efficiency with livability. The result is a realistic view of the city as a system of gains and frictions, where productivity advantages coexist with coordination problems. This makes the book valuable for readers who want a coherent urban framework rather than isolated policy discussions. In conclusion, Lectures on Urban Economics is best suited to readers who want a serious introduction to how cities work economically without being pushed immediately into heavy formalism. Undergraduates in economics, public policy, planning, and related fields will find it especially useful as a structured gateway into urban economics. Graduate students and practitioners can also use it as a compact reference for core models and policy logic, particularly when thinking about land use regulation, housing supply, congestion, and local public goods. Its main benefit is conceptual clarity. It explains urban phenomena through incentives, trade-offs, and spatial decision-making, rather than treating city problems as disconnected policy cases. Compared with more specialized or more mathematical texts, it stands out for being both rigorous and accessible. Compared with general urban studies books, it is more firmly grounded in economic reasoning and model-based analysis. That combination makes it especially effective for readers who want to understand not just what happens in cities, but why those outcomes emerge and how policy choices reshape them. The book remains a strong choice for anyone seeking a disciplined, policy-relevant introduction to the economics of urban life. If you would like to support Jian K. Brückner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.